Turning to education now, and the reading wars are over. That's according to New South Wales Minister for Education and Early Childhood Learning, Sarah Mitchell. In an article published in the Sydney Morning Herald today, she revealed that the Year 1 phonics screening check, adopted in South Australia, will be made compulsory in New South Wales public schools from next year. But some researchers have expressed their disapproval of the test, which checks students' reading ability by their understanding of phonics, or the sounds different spellings make. Andrew Herlinger has the story.
For the last 10 years, South Australian principal Mark Hanson has been experiencing significant success in reading at our Tornish Primary School after he introduced a phonics-style approach to reading. This phonics-focused approach is designed to stop students from relying on pictures. This approach is about to be adopted across the whole of New South Wales, a decision which Hanson supports.
We now know through brain research that there's a pathway set up between the sounds, the meaning, and the orthography or the spelling of a word. Okay? And kids who are dyslexic are the kids who can't pick up that pattern easily. They can't develop those links in their brain. Our brain isn't designed for reading. It was designed for a whole lot of other things. And what we've done is we've taken different parts of our brain, the neural pathways, and we've sort of brought them on board and we've used it to teach reading, right, and to make reading a part of our culture. But it isn't a natural process. So if you don't teach it systematically, then you're going to have real problems. And look, every method of teaching works for some kids. But when you're a classroom teacher, you can't be coming up with 30 different methods.
The phonics-focused approach has garnered criticism from various teachers who favour a whole language approach. Yet Principal Hanson argues that this old whole language approach is flawed.
A lot of the whole language approach, the kids, people say things like, have a guess, what do you think the word might be, look at the picture. And so what you get is a whole lot of kids who initially get little repetitive readers and they seem to be really successful. And parents go, oh, look, they're taking off, you know, like, I saw the man, I saw the dog, I saw the cat. And then look down the track when they don't stop being as repetitive, the little books, they start struggling and they can't work it out because they're used to looking at the pictures or getting other clues. And we want the kids to actually look at the letter-sound relationships and work it out from that.
Sarah Mitchell's announcement that New South Wales public schools will be delivering this Year 1 phonics-style approach will make New South Wales only the second state to embrace this learning style. Yet Mitchell believes that teachers should not question this decision, given the evidence behind phonics.
If you give kids the basics in phonics and phonemic awareness, they can understand the sounds that letters make. They understand what letters look like when they're blended together. And it just gives them that ability to decode words. So if they see a word that they recognise, they can sound it out. It's very much the first principles when it comes to learning how to read. We know we've got to start with phonemic awareness and phonics, and then we can move on to other things like comprehension and vocabulary and fluency. But if you don't get those basic building blocks right, which is what you get through phonics, then it can be really difficult for children to learn how to read properly.
Implementing a phonics-style approach to all public schools will not be easy for Mitchell, as there are many universities who are reportedly not educating their teachers to a level that will make them confident to teach this new style of learning.
Frank, I've had teachers say to me quite openly that when they were studying, they really didn't get enough phonics training. They didn't kind of get the skill set that they needed. And there's been different studies that have shown that as well in terms of teachers coming out of uni not really feeling that confident in teaching phonics. We know from doing our optional screening check this year, we had about 98% of teachers who were part of that say that it was useful, but also that the professional development that they got as part of that really gave them confidence to teach phonics in the classroom. So I think our universities need to do more to embrace that phonics approach when it comes to teaching children how to read.
Despite the various studies, though, Professor Ewing from the University of Sydney has criticised Mitchell over making the phonics learning style compulsory. She argues that teachers should use various styles and be flexible to the needs of their students.
Most educators would agree that phonics instruction is part of the story in terms of helping children learn to read. The idea that there's a war, and she contextualises it as between phonics and what she calls whole of language, that's very outdated.
That story by Andrew Herlinger.